becoming one of my favorite realm, because they don't nickel and dime you like somebody else does.
And free Wi-Fi and free entertainment of multiple channels on every flight. That is a nice thing to have. And, of course, now they're flying not internationally, but at least to the Caribbean and different places around this hemisphere. So that's a good thing to have.
Well, it certainly
is. Hey, look, I got a new credit card in the mail the other day, and it had a chip instead of the numbers on the front. What's going on with these new chip programs?
Well, what's going on is that it's better security for you, and especially if you are a traveler, you should make sure that you're traveling with a credit card that actually has a chip in it, because it will give you that much more protection, and you're using your credit card a lot when you're traveling, and so it becomes very, very instrumental. And unfortunately, the United States is very much behind the times when it comes to a chip versus just that magnetic strip and swipe. And I still have some credit cards that have that magnetic strip that you swipe.
That's right.
And I haven't been converted in some cases over to the new chips, because if your card hasn't expired, they may not just send it to you. However, some institutions are just sending you an updated card that has that chip. But even further than that, what a lot of other countries have converted to is not just a chip, but a chip and PIN, meaning that it has to be coded. A PIN has to be coded in that chip and that information. So when they scan that card, it needs to have both of those. And it makes it a lot harder to be tampered with, or for your identification or your information to be cloned or to be compromised.
Like an ATM card, you basically have both.
Yeah, like an ATM card. But what a lot of American institutions are doing, they're converting to the chip, but still a lot of them don't have the chip and PIN.
Yeah.
A lot of them have chip and signature. But signature can be forged a lot easier
than
a PIN can be deciphered.
Yes.
So it's very, very important for your safety and security. So, yes, if you are a road warrior, you want to make sure to contact your institutions and ask for those chips and see if they have chip and PIN versus chip and signature to protect your identity.
Makes a lot of sense.
Absolutely. It certainly does. And on another note, when this came out, this big story came out, FBI came out, made this claim that the EMV cards, EMV are these chip and PIN cards, will provide greater security than the magnetic strip, but that they're still vulnerable to fraud. And banking institutions became very upset about that. And so since then, the FBI has retracted that statement after they were called on it.
Yeah, actually, I remember we tried to look it up, and that page no longer exists on the internet.
Now, here's one thing that I've talked about many, many times.
Yes, you have.
And that is, fuel costs are down. We see it at the pump. We see the
price
per barrel has plummeted. However, we have not seen a discount on the airline tickets. However, I think that's going to change.
Yes. Well, you know, it's just like you've been arguing, Javon. They finally heard you. Prices on airline tickets have dropped 9% over last year for the month of August and 18% September over last year. So they're finally giving a little bit of that back. So we're looking at cheaper tickets in the long run, and hopefully this will continue, because oil prices have not gone back up.
They haven't. And again, it's not something that they can hide in the price of the ticket anymore. It's not something they can hide as far as what they're paying for fuel the way that they did when fuel prices went up, because we can see it at the pump and we're asking those questions. If we're seeing it at the pump, we know you're not paying a different price for fuel.
Well,
you're
I love
not
your
using.
Story, or did they say we're putting it back into equipment?
Well, yeah, we're
we'll
enhancing.
We'll talk about those profits.
Yeah, we're enhancing your experience, and yeah, thanks for that enhancing experience, especially since you're charging us extra fees for all of these additional experiences. But we'd like to see it, just like we see it at the pump.
That's
we'd
right.
like to see it on the ticket.
There you go.
Here's another old problem that has resurfaced. This is a scam. And we call it the front desk scam. So I want to warn you once again against this front desk scam. So you may be asking, what is it? Well, here it is. Somebody calls your room. Sometimes it's late night. Their main thing is that they want to catch you off guard. They start asking you for information. They say that there's a problem with your account. And so they need to re-enter your information. At this point, they start asking you for your credit card details. Here's the thing. A hotel front desk will never do that.
That's right.
So if you receive this rogue kind of mysterious call,
hang up the phone.
Hang up the phone. And if you want to see whether or not it really was the front desk, hang up and call the front desk back again. And then if there's something that needs to be sorted out with your account, do it in person. Never give anyone your information over the phone, because it could just be somebody else randomly calling the hotel and trying to get your information.
Mm-hmm.
So when we come back, we're going to have Javon's Travel Minute. We're going to have some more news, and we're going to talk about some trips of a lifetime. You're listening to The Traveling Eye on HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense.
Winston Churchill's immortal words stirred an entire country in the face of certain defeat. Today, these words give each of us the courage to reach for our own victories.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never.
Commitment. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
What do I cherish? Precious moments. Watching Dad read to my little Eric. That's why I'm so grateful I insisted on an eye exam when I noticed him struggling with the words on the page. We found out Dad has age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. Fortunately, the doctor caught it in time for treatment, so Dad can still read. Protect yourself and your loved ones. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on preventing and managing AMD. A cure is in sight.
Hey, what up, world? This is Sway from Eminem's J45. Every weekday morning, we serve up the revolving door of celebrities. Like Kim Kardashian.
It's like, you know, like
Kevin Hart.
Sway's show is a big media hit.
Jennifer Lopez.
Leave it to Sway.
Yep.
You know what you're doing. That's why you Sway.
Mike Tyson is here.
Sway got the voice. Your voice
and influences people.
Sway in the morning. Weekdays from 8 a.m. to 12 noon Eastern on Eminem's J45.
Channel 45 and on the Sirius XM app.
Technology moves at the speed of innovation, and today, that's lightning fast. So when you get your hands on the latest tech, don't forget to do the right thing with your old devices. Recycle them. The Consumer Electronics Association and its members are making recycling your old tech device as easy as purchasing new ones. Just go to greenergadgets.org, type in your zip code, and you'll instantly find the responsible recycling location closest to your home. You'll also find lots of tips to simplify your recycling, like asking the store where you buy your new TV if they'll haul away your old one. Television sets, video game consoles, smartphones, tablets, they're all recyclable. Don't let them clog up your local landfill. Just visit greenergadgets.org. You're sharp enough to get the latest tech tools into your home. Now be responsible enough to get your old devices to the recycler. That's greenergadgets.org.
The statistics for women and heart disease can be scary, but we are not statistics. We are unique. Women's symptoms are different than men's, making diagnosis of blocked arteries more difficult. There are many testing options, but not all of them are designed with women in mind. To learn more about testing options for women, visit GoSpreadTheWord.com. That's GoSpreadTheWord.com.
A public service of Healthy Women and the National Association of Nurse Practitioners in Women's
Health. Welcome back to The Traveling Eye on HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. Make sure you head on over to our website. It's thetravelingeye.com. We want you to connect with us on social media. That's Facebook, that's Twitter, YouTube, Instagram. And when you do, make sure you use the hashtag TheTravelingEyeShow.
And now it's time for Javon's Travel Minute.
Well, you often hear about a trip of a lifetime, so today I want to ask, what defines a trip of a lifetime? You may be thinking it's far off place or an exotic destination or even a very expensive itinerary with all the bells and whistles. But it's much simpler than that. It's subjective to your tastes, your needs, and your desires. It's something you've always wanted to do or romanticized about. It's an experience that never leaves you, and sometimes it unfolds before your very eyes. If you don't know what yours is, start asking yourself some questions about what it would mean to you and what you'd like to get from it. But most importantly, make it happen and don't let it become something you wish you had done. This is Javon, and that was your Travel Minute.
The trip of a lifetime is much simpler than most people think. You're just going to enjoy yourself.
Well, I think what often happens is that people get this idea of a trip of a lifetime is that it has to be the be-all and the end-all, and
right.
It doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
It really is just something that's going to hit your soul, just something that's going to resonate with you. And when I say that sometimes it's something that unfolds before your very eyes, it's something that happens when you're not even expecting it. So it could be something very simple, a simple trip that you decided to take, and then all of a sudden you start doing these things that you may have wanted to do, or something that really resonates with you, and then it becomes a trip of a lifetime. And
it's your greatest memory, you're right.
It is that greatest memory, and sometimes the greatest memory is not recognized until after
you do it.
It happens. Yeah.
And I love the fact that so many people write these articles about the trip of a lifetime, and how can you relate to someone else's ideas of what's going to be the trip of a lifetime.
And I think I like that they do it because I think it plants a seed.
Mm-hmm.
At least it will inspire you to kind of consider what would be your trip of a lifetime. And actually, I came across this article. I read Travel and Leisure all the time. And so in the recent issue, they have their trips of a lifetime, and they actually have 20 trips of a lifetime. But I like how they start the article off. It says, what is it that elevates a humble vacation to that romantic, lofty-sounding thing? A trip of a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really what you need to build upon. Kind of think about what it means to you and what it would look like to you. Kind of create a questionnaire for yourself. What is it that I've always wanted to do? And then think of the place that will give that to you, or think of the destination, because it doesn't have to be that far off place or that exotic place.
It may not even be the destination. It may be the act of what you're doing at the destination that adds to it.
Oh, it certainly does. One of the things they had on their list here is Iceland, and you're kind of thinking, Iceland?
Iceland?
What would make Iceland a trip of a lifetime? Now, you and I have been to Iceland.
Yes, we have.
It's been many years since we've been.
Yes, it was.
And I still have very fond memories of it.
Frostbite toes.
No, it wasn't frostbite toes. But I have very fond memories, especially swimming in the pools. And it's freezing cold outside,
mm-hmm.
and you're in these heated these hot springs.
Mm-hmm.
Going in, I just thought it would be these hot springs and you jump in. And so first, you smell this sulfuric.
It's a sulfur smell.
Yeah.
You're swimming on top of a volcano. Let's call it what it is. It's just the split of the earth.
They had to manage it because the springs are extremely hot
because
it's coming up from a volcano.
It's coming up from the split in the earth between the two continents. Yes, it is.
And you would not be able to withstand that kind of heat.
You'd be a lobster cooked instantly.
They have to pipe in cold water to cool it down. And what happens is that it doesn't mix.
No.
So you find yourself, well, let me go back. It does mix, but not completely.
Yes.
So you find yourself constantly moving around. So there's kind of like this dance with everybody that you're
constantly moving around. You did a tub and it's full of hot water and you're trying to cool it off. And it's cool in some spots, but not cool everywhere.
Right, but larger than a tub in that you're walking around and you're trying to find that hot spot, and then all of a sudden you get this cold spot, so you quickly move out of it. And it is like this dance with everybody kind of walking around. And the other funny thing I found out about it is that it's this milky-like color. It's white because of the sulfur and the seawater that they pipe in. And and then everyone, because of our body temperature and the cold air outside, there's steam coming from everyone's head.
That's right. Or in my case, if the hair was frozen, every time I came up, the water froze. It was interesting.
Yeah, that happens too. Because of the moisture from the water, the air freezes the top of your hair. So everyone has ice crystals on their hair. But all of that was a great experience.
Well,
I really enjoyed it.
Seeing waterfalls, seeing icebergs, and seeing the ice structure flowing down, and the barren landscape. even down to the type of animals, miniature horses. I mean, these things only exist in Iceland or Greenland, so it can be that type of adventure.
Right, and then also being able to stand on two continents one time.
Yes.
The geographic beauty and history of it is phenomenal, too, and you really wouldn't think about it in this tiny little European destination,
no.
But it's there.
You're standing between Europe and Americas at the same time, so it's a great adventure.
Here's one that's, I think, a little easier because I think it's on so many people's lists, and that's Italy.
Oh, yeah.
But I think so often we think about the same destinations when we're thinking about Italy, and it's on my list because I want to explore Italy with just the two of us, where we can just kind of make things up as we go along, visit some of these smaller towns, and really engage with the people, because I think that's what Italy is all about for me.
Definitely. You know, because Italy offers everything. It's the ancient world. It's the modern world. It's the Renaissance period. It's culinary. It's artistic. It's historical. And getting in a car or a scooter or a Vespa or a Fiat or even a Lamborghini and driving around, you can cover a lot of things. But it's not just more than just Rome, Venice, and Florence. It's the southern parts. It's Sicily. It's a lot of different parts there. So I think Italy answers a lot of questions for people.
It does. And it, as I said, it's on my list, and it can stay on my list as I explore different cities that I haven't been to before. But you and I looked into that Ferrari trip.
Yes.
And it's where you get to drive a Ferrari from one city to another, and where you have to sign your life away so that you can take the controls of this Ferrari. But again, it's just that one thing to be able to do. I can just kind of picture myself in this Ferrari with my scarf blowing in the wind. And
I'll take a little Fiat Mini convertible at $19 a day. Or what was the other one we saw in Italy? The Le Car.
Oh, yeah, those little tiny things.
That
it's like you can
pick it up and
take
it up into your room at the end of the night.
Yeah. It's kind of almost... but it works. So it just to show you that people have different ideas of what that experience is. Now, another one that is kind of obvious, and that's Spain.
Yes.
But again, I think there's so much of Spain that you can explore. For me, because maybe we've already been to Madrid and Barcelona, but I would love to do Seville. And I would love to experience the culture of Seville.
And Ronda, and the entire coast region, which is really not looked at that much. I mean, I had a great time when seeing some of the Moor areas, and in Ronda to go ahead and see the old bullfighting ring. These places were very interesting to us when we went years ago.
It was, and thanks for reminding me of that, because going down to Costa del Sol, flying into Malaga, slightly off season. It wasn't cold. It was at the end of the